Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish. Now it's time for intellectual property news.
What is the difference, Richard, between a squishmallow and a Scoozers?
I have no idea.
They're very similar, so that is what the court is trying to figure out.
I did read a little bit about this story. Build-A-Bear is being sued by Jazzwares. Okay, Jazzwares is a company owned by Warren Buffett. And I guess they put out products that are confusingly similar. They're struggling for control of the plush toy market, and they're relying on legal stuff in order to get through that.
But the thing is, this is, I think, why Jazzwares feels like they have a leg to stand on. Build-A-Bear, for those of you who maybe don't know Build-A-Bear, you get this bear shell and you fill it up with stuffing and you put a little heart inside it and you give it a name and all this stuff. So it's an empty shell that you fill up. So you make a stuffed animal from the parts. The Squishmallows is an already made stuffed animal. It's just like a kind of a pillow. And the new Build-A-Bear thing with Scoozers are already pre-made. So they're not like a Build-A-Bear typical product. They're already out there as like this pillow thing.
So I wanted to ask our guest today what you guys think about this situation. Warren, what do you think about this?
I think it was inevitable that Jazzwares was going to wind up getting sued by Squishmallow. Having said that, it's likely that they'll wind up still turning a profit off of having produced something similar.
Tay, what do you think?
As an innovation consultant, had Build-A-Bear been my client, I would have guided them to create a squishy pillow that more built on their heritage.
Yeah.
Maybe a bear-shaped face pillow, rather than being so closely aligned to what the other company is already doing.
Gina?
You have to be careful of these things and stay unique. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Build-A-Bear from this moment on.
Well, hopefully they'll work it out and the plush toy world will continue to thrive. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.